is the co-director of the Kent Refugee Group Seeking Sanctuary. He joins us. Afternoon, Phil.
Good afternoon, Pat.
What do you make of these new proposals?
They're a mixture of various things, that most of which are unlikely to work very easily. The number of people being processed, number of asylum seekers being processed by the Home Office every year has gone down and down for the last 6 or 7 years, with the result that there's an enormous backlog there and people are stuck in limbo. There just aren't the resources to operate the system that they've got. And she's right, it does need simplifying. But in the meantime, there's a big backlog in the thing that needs sorting out.
Critics say the proposals are part of plans to block refugees seeking asylum. Would you agree with that or not?
Yes. The only way that the UK allows people to claim asylum is for them to be on UK soil. You can't go to a UK embassy abroad and claim asylum. You can't do it by mail order or over the internet. You've got to be personally on British soil. Some people will arrive to study or to work and then overstay their visas. That's illegal. And people trying to get across the channel who've fled their countries and haven't got the right papers and visas and things on them will get in. And it's perfectly legal under the UN Refugee Convention that we signed up to 70 years ago to arrive in a country so by any means at all, so long as what you do when you arrive is claim asylum. The word illegal is totally misused here by Priti Patel in order to make people think the worst of those people coming over in small boats. As far as the small boats are concerned, it's a phenomenon that's cropped up during the epidemic when there's been less lorries and traffic on trains coming over. It's quite likely it'll go down more as the year goes on.
Well, the Home Secretary, Priti Patel, said the new system would be fair and firm. Do you think it will be? What do you make of it?
It's certainly going to be firm, and it's going to be fair for those who are allowed to get into it. But there's a sort of two-tier approach to people coming in. If you come via a route that she deems to be illegal, and if you happen to have passed through a country that she deems to be safe, then you get on the short straw, as it were. You're not going to be given any sort of leave to remain. You'll be attempted to be removed from the country to some other countries which she hasn't actually got a list of who are going to accept them. And she then tends to confuse them with criminals who are being deported, which is a different situation. But of course, I'm not saying let everybody in. I'm saying let them come and make a claim. And if their claim is not justified, then deport them. But they should have a fair hearing. That's what the British way of life is.
What can be done, do you think, to stop migrants from crossing the Channel into Kent? What do you think is the solution?
Well, she's quite right to try and put a stop to people smuggling and trafficking, particularly as it relates to human slavery. Now, that is a dreadful thing, people making profits from the terrible state people find themselves in. In terms of getting the message across, I don't think that there's enough done to provide information to people who are heading towards the coast or are hanging around on the coast to get good information in their own languages about what the consequences will be of jumping into a little dinghy and getting into the Channel, and how complicated it's going to be to claim asylum in Britain.
And just finally, you spend time speaking to some of the people we're talking about. Why are they so desperate to be here? Why so desperate to put their lives at risk in order to come to Britain?
The top five or so countries that supply asylum seekers in Britain are places like Eritrea and Syria, places where there's terrible violence going on and human life is at risk. Well, that's one reason they want to leave. Where they want to come here is because they think Britain is a good place to come, where they'll be treated fairly and have a chance to get a job and make a living and contribute to society, and they probably speak a bit of English, because English is probably one of the most widespread foreign languages that anyone knows. So that is, and they also may have friends and family who are here already, and say it's an okay place to be once you get your status.
That's Phil Curtin, the co-director of the Kent Refugee Group Seeking Sanctuary. Thank you.